But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
A while since my birthday, I do a practice during my birthday because I happen to be an introvert, so I spend more time alone than. In fact, I prefer to stay inside my house than hang out. It gives me more joy. I enjoy my company. In fact, I can think of a joke and laugh only me. And it's an amazing time. It's stressful for me to, you know, go and dress up and then go out and, you know, be uncomfortable. I prefer my company. And many of you are like that. There is nothing wrong with you. It's a good, just enjoy your company. In fact, the chances that an introvert will be jumping from relationship to relationship, it will be very scarce. You already love yourself. Amen. And so one of the questions that pops out in my mind every birthday is, I reappraise again, what is the meaning of life? And what is the reason for life? Just in case I have become busy doing something. And so for this year, God begins to emphasize it to me. The reason for life. And the reason that became very glaring to me, it did not tally with anything that we have, of course, built a lot of importance around. A lot of people believe that life is about, you know, making a mark for yourself and then accruing wealth and then transferring the wealth to another generation, then exit time. And on your obituary, it will be written, a life well spent. And it sounds very noble. Good thing. But is that the reason for life? Some people believe that the reason for life is for pleasure. So you live for now. Enjoy the best that you can now, because nothing lasts forever. You know, it sounds very noble. Just say, make the best use of your opportunities now. And everybody knows one drowning in pleasure or another. Everybody is just trying to understand, you know, from one perspective or another. In 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 3, you will find that Solomon married 700 wives and 300 concubines. And yet, the yearning for pleasure cannot be satisfied. So if you pursue pleasure in life, you will never be filled, ever. Those who want to make money, and that's the utmost goal, the pulsating factor of their existence, you will find out you can gather so much, and the day you just hear that somebody has 10 naira above you, you will lose your peace and begin to press for more again. And so those who have made more money are more busy trying to make more money than those who don't even have the money. And so it becomes another lesson for everybody wondering and looking at the script as it's playing out. That those who should have said, I've had enough. At least I cannot even, there's nothing else again. But their life is still being on, you know, a routine, trying to amass more. So there's no end to pursuit of substance and material things. And at the end of the day, when you die, you will leave your estate to another man. What is the meaning for life? In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, that is where I draw my reference from before we go today. It was simple. It says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the water, the birds of the air, and the cattle. Amen. And the cattle and the earth and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion. Dominion over fish. Everybody here knows that a fish there is a metaphor. A fish there is to signify a realm of existence, the civilization of the water. The world of the water is where the first rank of dominion was commanded on man from. That let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. And the fish of the sea there stands as a metaphor communicating the civilization of the water. And let me tell you something. There is a creature that anybody who constantly frequents the corridors of intercession, a creature called the spirit of wardom. It embodies a figure of a woman spiritually. Every time you see her, she will ascend out of the water, including the experience of John the Beloved. They call her the mother of all harlots that seated upon many waters. That is the spirit that is responsible for all the flavors of lust. It is the spirit of wardom. The test about lust for the whole earth, it is cooked from the civilization of the water. So this revival before us, although they pushed it to an extreme, but they continue to make reference to a marine kingdom. And they said, all this makeup, you know, how many of you have heard those kind of talk? They say all these things are mami water things. In fact, they say hair and all kinds of things that is from the water. It is something they wanted to communicate. But you know, every time balance is not striked, there will be some emphasis of some truths. But the truth remains that there is a world that regulates lust, and it is a particular principality that is responsible for it, the spirit of wardom. And her habitation is in the waters. That particular spirit, every time she manifests her merchandise, is to give you something that will present a pleasure to you that can take you away from God. Her own ruling and her power is with pleasure, not with attack. But there is another prince of the power of the air. His own domain is not water. He rules from the air. And his own rule is through wickedness, not pleasure. So they call them wickedness in high places. If they want to war against you, they will not fill your life with destruction. It is only the queen, mother of harlots. She is the one that will use pleasure as your guise of warfare. If you are fighting against wardom, you will not know that you are at war. And your fight will be opportunities. All kinds of things that can remove your heart from God. The prince of this world cometh, Jesus says, and finds nothing in me. If she wars against you, she will be test running many products around your heart, looking for what is compatible with your lust. When the day they find what you like, and for many of us, you don't know where pornography, you don't know where all this intelligence are cooked from. All kinds of things intelligently being put in place to make sure that man will never attain to his true potential. And there is a power that rules the water. There is a kingdom that is the marine world. Don't let anybody lie to you. And let me share something with you. Dominion over the fish of the water. Dominion over the bird of the air. Then he says dominion over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Who are these creeping things? They are the seed of the serpent. Because the serpent too will also have children. He says, I'll put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. So you would need to have dominion over the power that rules the water, the power that rules the air, and the water will present their product as pleasures. Can you turn your back on things that look pleasurable, but it can defile? Can Jesus ask you to remove movie from your life? Can he tell you to stay away from movie for 2 months? Many of you, the only difference between you and consecration and righteous living is to block the gate of light. Shut that light gate, and the things that pollute your mind will not enter again. But it's already an addiction. You cannot stay without Telemundo. You can't stay without those programs. And in the whole script of Hollywood, it's only probably 4 seconds that is the weapon inside it. You will not know. That 4 seconds, a picture will hit your soul. Let me tell you something about the things you see. You can forget 1,000 words, but one picture will... It will be like if a hard disk that is in your heart saved. Do you know that I can remember scenarios of things that transpired, even things that happened when I was a child? I've forgotten many things I was told, but the things I saw, I never forgot. Pleasures. she will bring all kinds of products. A man that overcomes that, you know, test and summons that temptation, the next thing that will be presented to you will be warfare, because they know that you have avoided the product that was sold on the basis of pleasure. So they would keep that idea of petting you aside and throw warfare. So the prince of the power of the air is your next level of dominion. And that one, you engage it by mounting up with wings as eagles. If you don't fly, you can't fight it. You just be at the mercy of what it is doing. So everybody in the family can be under a siege until one person from the family develop wing and fly. Suddenly, you alone can. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. When you are busy shouting, "I cast out, I bind," you can't bind them. The Bible says you cast out devils. But when it comes to principalities, they say we wrestle. You are fighting. You can't bind him. You will fight. You will develop wing and journey to his realm first. When you enter there, they will ask question, "Who is this?" You come to secure the key of your lineage. So you will enter a season of war. You are wrestling with it. You are not binding it. You can't bind it. You go and fight and secure your own victory. So that for the whole family, one man can stand and say, "Rest." You can be praying at night and people say you are disturbing us. They don't know that it is their destiny that is at stake. Say, "Allow us to sleep." You have been sleeping all your life, sleeping your destiny away. One man decided to begin to alter, to begin to change the scope of things. And yet his prayer, the devil will not let you allow him fight for you well. How do you grow wings? He says, "Them that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength." That small boy of yesterday, he began to wait on God. Suddenly, he that was praying before, and his prayer, the more he prays, have you prayed before and the matter became worse? Let's talk now. Have you prayed for a case before and then the thing now looked like it was better when you did not pray? It's a sign that your prayer is working. Anytime you send an attack, there must be a reprisal attack. Something must come back to tell you that we got your message. Send more. And if you are strong in the spirit, he says there is no man that warreth. So if you know that you are at war, you will not entangle yourself with the affairs of this world. What does it mean to entangle yourself with the affairs of this world? Jesus. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says there is no man that warreth, that entangleth himself. What does it mean to entangle yourself with the affairs of this world? You became a customer of the spirit of whoredom. Whoredom have sold a product to you, and so you are entangled. The way that you can be free to walk is to your unspotted. That spirit will search her archive. She doesn't have you in her roll call. The day that they check the number of people who go and mark register for pornography every night, and they read out names, the number of names of pastors will shock you. I am not joking. I know the things I hear in counseling. The number of names of pastors chained hand and foot for pornography will shock you. The spirit of whoredom knows that you are a customer. The day you open your mouth in excitement and say, "Lift up your head, O ye gate," the gate will say, "Who is that King of glory that we should lift up our head?" They must question you back. Your only power in a day where whoredom begins to question you, your power is in a particular rank of investment with God. It's called exousia. It is power on the strength of the knowledge you have of Jesus. This is not on the ground of something you did. It is what Jesus did, and you realizing it, it gives you power. It's called exousia. It's different from dunamis. Dunamis is the power that worketh inside you. That is the one that depends on the structures of prayer, of fasting. There was something you did to exercise it. You use dunamis to confront princes in high places. But if it's whoredom, she will come and search whether you have any of her property. It's nature you use to fight whoredom. There is something about your nature that she cannot discern her product inside you. So it's exousia. When whoredom comes against you, she will check your wardrobe. Check everything that you do. Look at you from head to toe. I know you think that you are beautiful now because many ungodly men come online and say you are hot. I can tell you one truth. The definition of beauty is not nakedness. It is a spirit that is telling them to tell you that thing. So that in the day where you open your mouth and say, I bind, they will say, who are you? Who are you? You are a candidate. When you become an apostle for Wodom, I tell you how she uses you. She will civilize you and give you an education. Then you become an ambassador of her products. So every time you dress, it's a ministry. Your cleavage are exposed. You show sensitive part of your body. You cannot dress without adding seduction to the mist. That is the mode of a spirit. That is how she operates. She allows that the kings of the world will be drunk in the wine of her fornication. That is how she operates. And so when you go out every day, more than 10 guys must fall. 50 guys. You post one picture and 1.5 people fall because of you. You don't know they fell. Because you think until you commit a sin physically, if they look at you lustfully in their heart, they have sinned already. And the Bible says, if you look at a woman lustfully in your heart, you have sinned already. Who are those who now make themselves to look lustful and then put it on public display? Because of you, every day there will be an uncountable list of people who would be wounded. And the day where different spirits will call the names of their mighty men, Wodom will call you as one of her own. Brothers, something is lying to us. Something is lying to us. This is why at the end of the day, many will come and say, Master, in thy name, we did this. And he will say, depart from me. I know you not. You are the ones that served iniquity. He called them workers of iniquity. They worked, but their labor advanced iniquity. Can I ask you a question? When we ask what is the meaning of life, and we are talking about the meaning of life, and we find out that all these things that men pursue have no weight in the spirit world. A counsel was given. He says, them that win souls are wise. They will shine like the firmament of heaven. The scripture says, teach us to number our days so that we may incline our heart unto wisdom. And so if you want to incline your heart to wisdom, the Bible says if you win soul, you are wise. Because what you have secured, it will wait for you in the other world. The souls you win is your own in the other world. All the things you labor for here of mundane heritage, you will leave them here as you go. And this is the exchange Wodom does. It makes that you gain the whole world, but you lost your soul. There is only one spirit that can do that transaction with you. Her name is Wodom. It can make you gain the world. They will give you all the glamorous things that there be. There is nothing glamorous that cannot be offered from the water. Did you know that marine spirits can give people children? Let's talk now. The transactions. They do transactions at every level. They know that if they give you one product, the merchandise are many. If you can sign that covenant with them, every other thing around your life will be speaking about their glory. And that is why many people have not found out that before you fight, the Bible says we will learn to judge disobedience when our obedience is complete. You cannot be, you know, you hide today, you go and, you know, watch one pornography, or you go and do one scene, you sleep here and there, and then tomorrow you come in prayer meeting, and then you are trying to bind and cast. It does not work that way. And so, in conclusion, to everybody here, honestly and genuinely tired of being victims of the intelligence of spirits, to those who have mistakenly availed themselves as servants of ungodly principalities, they have used you to cause the fall of many. That's another category. Listen, let me tell you one truth. Can a man live independent of God? Is there anything like you in the options of life? Somebody say, you either choose God or you choose Satan or you choose yourself. You are not part of the option. There is only the broad way and the narrow way. There is only light and darkness. There is only life and death. There is only good and bad. They didn't give any middle ground that you can now choose to now stay there. You didn't choose any side. If you said no to God, you don't have to say yes to Satan. You are already his own. If you turn your back on God, you are facing somewhere else. You have never won any soul in your life before. If you fall dead today now, there is no soul that is waiting for you in the city that there be beyond the stars. That is by you that it was won. Heaven did not rejoice on your account of the soul you won. Yet, if we enter Hades and the chambers of hell, there are many people who have gone there because of you. Because of the way you dressed. Because of the many things you taught them. And yet, you are not intentional about winning souls. But scripture says, them that win souls are wise. What is the judgment that waits a generation as wicked as ours? You neither won for Jesus, yet on a daily basis, your choices are sending men to hell. What is mentoring us? Who are our celebrities? Who are we copying? People who have visibly decided to, vocalize their allegiance to Satan and to the spirit of the Antichrist. They are your celebrities. You dress the way they dress. You use the slang that they coin. You dance the dance step that they... Jesus. And at the end of the day, you just became an extension of their power. Can somebody decide wherever they are today? I will be wise. What do you have if you don't have... No star in your crown. Don't even have a crown. No soul. You are 20 years and no single soul is to your life. But them that win souls are wise. Even now, you now think of ministry and you don't even think of soul again. You just think of the mighty things that you will be doing and the way people will be talking about you. A principality has mastered us. Sister, is there any soul that is won and established in the kingdom on your account? Or you are a source of many people's journey to the chambers of hell? Would they cry from the flames of torment? Would they cry and mention your name? Are you the reason why many people will never see the light of the gospel? Are you why people are thinking God is a fake? Are you the reason why they think God is a fake? Because they thought you were light, then they came near you, and then you showed them another dimension. Are you the reason why they think men of God are liars? See the way they treat pastors in the airport. Just say you are a pastor and see how they search your bag. They search as though something, there must be something. And it's because of individuals. People who have misrepresented the corporate identity. Sister, are you going to raise children in the way of the Lord? Or you will be the reason why innocent children will go to hell? They will watch your life, not what you are teaching them. Not what you are telling them. They will be watching how you are living. That character you are entertaining today can lead somebody to hell. Brother, there is a little boy that will copy everything you are doing very soon and believe that this is how a human being should be. Are you intentional about soul winning? Have you won a soul for Jesus? Or you are an apostle of darkness? You are out there asking people out, breaking their hearts, sleeping with them. And everybody you break their heart again, they become sorrowful. They become angry with God because they thought you are a church brother. And you don't know that a spirit is using you. You are causing commotion in different places you are going to. Oh, Jesus. What is life? It's but a handful of breath. When it's all said and done, when this whole drama is over, if you have no soul to your name, you don't have any inheritance in Zion. If you have never won any soul, you never spoke to anybody about Jesus, yet your dressing sense continues to speak to people about Hades. Can we just ask God for mercy tonight? Inside and outside, can we ask the Lord, if I have bought the product of this evil principality called water, if I have been a customer before, tonight I denounce my allegiance to that force. People gather and they mock Jesus. They crack jokes about Jesus and they laugh. And you go and like the video. There is a spirit that is fighting. And you too, you must be intentional. Brother, you spent 5 years in that university. You spent 4 years in that campus. You have stayed in Cat Poly for 4 years. No soul was won. You entered and you left like that. Some people, you will never see them again till you die. You only had one chance to meet with them in life. One season. There are classmates of yours you will never see again. And you will never tell them about Jesus. Never. There are neighbors. The day you pack, you will never see them again. There are colleagues you have at work. You would never see them very soon. And you cannot tell them about Jesus yet. Your lips are short. You are ashamed to talk about Jesus. You are ashamed. Consider the streets. Consider the streets as you walk on them. You will see obituaries of small and great. You will see obituaries of old and young. Heaven is real and hell is real. The fact that we don't talk about it much in church does not make it less a priority. Heaven is more real. Narrow is the way that leads to light. Broad is the way that leads to death and damnation, and many there be that walk in it. Is this how you will watch that your younger brother? Is this how you will watch your sister and your elder ones journey into hell like that? And your lips are shut. You are not telling them yet. Hell is real. Heaven is real. The decision is yours. You choose it. You choose it. What shall it profit a man if he gains the world and then he lost his soul? Brother, see what has occupied your mind now. How to get that job? How to get that car? How to marry that girl? Ladies, see what has occupied your mind. Eternity is no longer a reflection. Where would you spend eternity? Where would you spend eternity? Eternity is real. Don't let any man deceive you. Where would you spend eternity? Life is just a handful of breath. One day you would close your eyes and not open it again, and suddenly all the things that have been said will come to your heart again. Listen, I want to tell you that if you don't submit to Jesus intentionally, you can die by mistake. You will not know. You've talked about Jesus. You are in all the posters, all the meetings is you. And then when you go there, you are a castaway. How many demons will mock you? How will they talk about you? Born into a Christian home, giving Christian names, many opportunities of salvation. Every time you try to depart, God will call you back again with different sermons. How will it feel like after all these things you have heard and you know, you now died in a day you did not prepare? And the truth is, you will die when you don't prepare. I want to give you 1 minute, anywhere you are. I know. Listen, I didn't read it. I did not hear it. I know that hell is real. And I will not share any encounter, so nobody will go and quote me somewhere. But I know that hell is real. And it's a terrible place to be. Suddenly, your life will play before your eye. I have drowned in a swimming pool before. I disobeyed my mother. 18 years, my birthday, my friends said, let's go and celebrate it in NMPC, that their lounge. So we went to swim in their pool. I followed the back door of the house. So my mother thought I was still inside. I was already in a swimming pool. I was the most skilled swimmer among my friends. I'm the one teaching them on a normal day. But in the evil day, your area of strength will be your weakness. I was swimming, doing backstroke. When I arrive at a place where other men don't come to, because all the other guys are in the shallow place, the spirit isolated me from where attention would be. And then it was like, you know, like a stroke. The muscle pull just hooked my two legs at the same time. And I tried to use my hand, and strength was sapped from me immediately. I became weak like a man who has never eaten for over 30 days. To say help, that voice to say help, I cannot even talk. That was when I know how helpless you can be when death comes for you. I wanted to shout for somebody to come and help me. That was how I slumped into the river, I said the river, the pool, and started drinking water. The only thing I remember, I saw light two times. They told me my story, that the water brought me to the surface. One time, I went inside again. It brought me again to the surface the second time. A drowning man will come to the surface only three times. The third time, if you go under, you will stay there until some days before they find your body. It was the second time that somebody sighted me from where he was drinking, a drunk, and said, somebody is drowning there. They just saw a helpless body. They came and carried me outside and started pressing my stomach. After a couple of minutes, when I regained consciousness, the person who they said was the drunkard that called attention, I was asking the police, where is he? They could not find him. In the day where I would have died, they just found one occasion of disobedience. One. And I was in the prime. I was doing something that I was good at. You will not know when you will die. I've seen many young pastors that died. I've seen them, some of them go to bed. They didn't wake up. If you see their visions, if you see the goal of the church, they want to conquer the globe for Jesus. Visions and dreams and aspirations too, they die. Don't let any man lie to you. Receive Jesus today and secure. Life is too dangerous now to be living outside Jesus. The ways that people die now, there are too many. Don't be careless with your life. Close your eyes. One day, you might open your eye in the afterworld. What do you have if you don't have Jesus? Sir and ma, while you go around your business, keep Jesus at the center of your heart. The moment can be any time. So you will not fear death when he comes against you. Because you will know that for me to live is Christ. But if I die, is gain. Can you say that to yourself, that if you die today, you know that it is a gain. You know that there is a reward. You know that there will be a parade. Angels will stand left and right, blowing trumpets upon your arrival. Or you will arrive in a place of shame. Arrive there and all your life will play before you. I am calling forth everybody who is tired. Tired of living and allowing wicked spirits to continue to prosper upon our life. Wherever you are, please run forward quickly. A day like this is a moment of encounter. Outside, inside, and those online, please register for Jesus now. Come forward. I know you would want me, you know, to be encouraging you and say, come. It's a destiny decision. It's you and your God. Just you and him. Come. God bless you, sisters. God bless you, brothers. Come. Everybody, can we begin to pray? Like the thief by the side of Jesus, can you tell him, remember me in your kingdom, remember me. Brothers, sisters, don't be shy. This is the most interesting decision of your life. Remember me as you with me. Remember me. This was his words to the disciples. Remember me as you drink me. Remember me as you with me. Remember me. Can you ask the Lord? Ask Jesus. Remember me in your kingdom. Write my name in the Lamb's book of life. Brother, are you crying to God? Write my name in the Lamb's book of life. There is a book that your name should be inside. Don't pretend. There is a book your name should be inside. Write my name, oh God. Those of us who are already saved, can you pray one prayer? The Bible says, let he that thinketh that he stands take heed, lest he fall, that you cannot be a castaway at the end. When it's all been said and done, only just one thing will matter. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? I would waste upon your altar, I would waste following you. At the end, that's all the world would say of me. There's so many things to follow, but I live following you. In life or in death, I am yours. I would waste upon your altar, I would waste following you. At the end, that's all the world would say of me. One day they will place your own obituary too. One day, honestly, no matter how many times you say I shall not die, death is a constant. Are you talking to God where you are now? Everybody, whether you are outside, whether you are standing, anywhere you are, please make your way right with him. The end of time has come. We live in the ends of time. Rapture can happen anytime now.
Haya, haya. Haya, haya. Mbaka de Yesu. Komi azama panza. Brother. Haya, haya. Haya, haya. Mbaka de Yesu. Komi azama panza. Kanada motoji, kanada gida, mbaka da Yesu, omi azama panza. Haya, 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 mbaka da Yesu, omi azama panza.
One day you will close your eye. You will open your eye on the shores of the celestial city. They will open books for you and they will judge you according to the things that are written in the books. Can somebody tell the Lord to clean their name from the books of petition, the books of damnation, the books of death? Lord, show mercy. If you know how many people pour into hell on a day basis, yet life goes on as though nothing is happening. Haya, 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 haya. Mbaka de Yesu, komi azama panza. One day you will die. Oh, I'm serious. You will die. Honestly. And without Jesus. Without Jesus is risky. It's risky. You are lost forever. What shall it profit a man? What can you compare to your soul, brother? What can you compare to your soul, sister? Pray together as we go. Everybody where you are, say, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I am yours and you are mine. Save me. Save me. Oh God. I'm seeing something now. I'm seeing people whose legs are inside mud, and the mud is sinking them gradually. You cannot help yourself. You have tried many times. Many, many times. If God does not help you, that's how you will die. The sin is now too powerful for you. It's over you now. You cannot control yourself again. And so, Holy Spirit, by your mercy, by your power, stretch your hands and touch those ones. Pull them out of the miry clay now. Inside and outside. The intervention of Jesus. Pull them out now. By your love, pull them out of miry clays. People who are chained to addictions. Addictions that have, you know, conquered willpower. You said I will not and you will still go back. By the power of Jesus now. Yokes are breaking now. Chains are breaking now. Yokes are being broken now. Addictions fall off. Chains fall off. Yokes fall off. Suddenly you are free. There is a hand that holds you now. There is a hand that holds you now. Be free. Be free. Brother, be free. On such a day you are free. Command demons and spirits that go
governs men and rule them and keep them bound. I command gates, I command ancient doors, be opened now. I declare over people, be free in the name of Jesus Christ. As many as believe him, to them he gave power to become, the power to become a child of God. I stretch my hands over you now, as it pleases the Father, to release power over sin by the hand of the Spirit. The power of God descend upon men and women, especially those of you with ministerial callings, and many things are worrying to make sure you don't stand tall in your call. I declare by the power of the Lord, receive grace now. Please help them, help them, help them, help them, help them, please. Receive grace now. Receive grace now. Your head is clothed with fire. Your heart is purged with fire. The spirits that accuse, I'm seeing water falling like a fountain pouring upon a brother. It's pouring from your head, and all the mud on your body is being washed now from your crown of your head to the sole of your feet. And so I stretch my hands, oh God, as it pleases you over your people. I identify such a one by your spirit as you have shown me. I command that a washing that presents him spotless to his ordination by the power of the Lord. I unveil you by fire now. Jesus, 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 I thank you, Father. Be free. Please help, help them, help that brother. Be free. Where you are, please, let's say this prayer as we go quickly. Lord Jesus, you are my Lord. Today I confess your Lordship. I submit to your Lordship. Wash my heart and cleanse me. Make me pure and make me whole. Use my life. Fill me up with your spirit. I receive your spirit as you have promised. In the last days, you will pour your spirit upon all flesh. Today I receive that spirit. I am filled with the spirit. Somebody say Holy Ghost. Say it again, Holy Ghost. For the last time, say Holy Ghost. Breathe upon me. And so Holy Ghost, touch people now as they have asked. Move like a man of war. Move. Consume men. 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 Consume. Consume. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Touch. Consume. 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 Holy Ghost is coming upon two people outside. Two people outside. The hand of God rests upon you strongly now. From your head to your feet, a wave of power will hit you now, and God will isolate you for his work. And so Holy Ghost, touch in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3 upon them now. Please bring them for me. Touch. ministers outside. Two ministers. The Holy Ghost is working on you now. Two ministers. Please bring them. I cannot know you by myself unless you take over. I cannot see you by myself unless you take over. Take over, Jesus, take over. Take over, Jehovah, take over. I cannot know you by myself. I cannot see you by myself
unless you take over.
Congratulations to everybody who came out. A new life. A new life has been bettered on your inside. A new life. Quickly before we go, please, everybody. Kneeling down, be upstanding. God bless you. Don't cry. It's actually a decision for joy. Before you go, don't go anywhere. Lift up your hands. Just stretch forth your hands. And so, Father, as it pleases you, from the left to the right, I release fire, baptism, fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost upon them now. I release upon them the fire of the Spirit. Holy Ghost, touch them, the fire of the Spirit, touch, Holy Ghost, touch. I release fire upon you now, from your head to your toe, Jesus, upon them. Oh, see what Jesus does. Holy Ghost. I'll be unfair if I don't do this, our time notwithstanding. You have to forgive me, we don't close this late. There are certain persons here under the siege of death. Many near-death experience has been happening in this season. Many near-death experience has been coming around you. And I declare now, by the hand of the Lord and the blood of Jesus, we rebuke and resist the spirit of death in the name of Jesus Christ. I command that spirit turns back from you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please help that lady. Help her. I command fibroids to dematerialize now in the name of Jesus. I command fibroids to disappear as they came. In the name of Jesus Christ. He says, as you do not know how the bone do grow in the womb of her that is with child, so you don't know the way of the Lord. As you didn't know how it started growing from, that is how you are not supposed to know how it will live. And so I declare now, by the power of Jesus, by his stripes, I command every growth inside you. I declare by the blood of Jesus, it dematerializes now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command sicknesses, the spirits of sicknesses, I bind you out of those bodies. I cast sicknesses out of your body. The spirit of infirmity, I speak to you. Loose them and let them go now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command sickness, loose them, loose. Be gone now, please help them. Be gone, leave their bodies now in the name of Jesus. I declare freedom for God's people. I command those spirits. Loose her and let her go in the name of Jesus Christ. Out of them now. Please help them. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, I command you, alien spirits. You have no part in them. You are not planted by God. I uproot you, spirit of sickness.
be gone now in the name of Jesus Christ. I cast out devils of delays, devils of stagnation, devils of ill luck and bad lucks. I command them, loose them now and let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit making sure that you will not find favor with your destiny helpers, anybody who should lift you, the spirit will falsify everything and continue to make you miss destiny seasons. Every spirit that has been positioned by darkness to cause occasions that will cause disadvantages, now I command by the power of Jesus, I declare a separation between you and every evil spirit. Did you hear me? I command a separation between you and every evil spirit. I command every near success syndrome. You come close to the palace but you never enter. The king sent for you but forgets. I command by the power of Jesus, those narratives are blotted out by the blood in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack of witchcraft, every attack, everybody whose reality has been hidden, they lock you up in a tree, they tie you up in a calabash, they do all kinds of concoction by witchcraft, by charms, by amulets, by divination, I command now, be loosed and be free in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare, be free in the name of Jesus Christ. By the lightning of the Lord and the thunder of righteousness, I command every installation erected against you, I declare that it is struck down now in the name of Jesus Christ. People who have vouched over their dead body for anything good to happen to you or to any member of your father's family, I declare the justice of God visits them now. People who are intentionally making themselves vessels for Satan to use to make life difficult for you, I declare by the mighty hand of God, may justice visit them now. Everything of yours that has been stolen, that has been hidden, that has been taken, that has been kept, that is supposed to bless you, I declare may a grace bring it to the open quickly. It's a wickedness I address before we go. All of the sisters in our midst that a veil has been used to cover you spiritually. A veil of darkness, a veil of shame, a veil of frustration, a veil of disappointment. I tear those veil now by the fire of the Spirit. I command every veil that hides your potential, hides your value, hides your beauty, hides your integrity, I declare it torn by the power of the Spirit now. I command veils be opened now. Veils be torn now. I burn down everything that blocks your glory in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord makes, the Lord lifts. The Lord is the lifter. Everybody here in need of the lifting of the Lord, may a supernatural finger hold you from where you are and lift you to your place of expectation in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody that have tarried on one season of their life for too long and it is time to move to the next, I declare by the oracles of the word, as the word of the Lord can go ahead of a people, he sends forth his word. May the word of the Lord go ahead like a protocol and open the door to your next season in the name of Jesus Christ. Expectations that has not been met and is tending towards disappointments, I declare the doors that must open to bring your expectations to pass, the Lord open it now in the name of Jesus. Everybody who must remember you for your story to change for the good, I declare by the hand of the Lord, the heart of kings are in his hands, your thought is stirred in their heart now in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody from challenged backgrounds, nobody rises. spirits fighting round the clock, I command that a violent attachment of angelic partnership will be dispatched for you.
Amen.
May the Lord fight your battles.
Amen.
May you hold your peace.
Amen.
I command from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, no matter how turbulent Kaduna becomes, no hair of your head will fall. I declare, as evil news and the reckless riders of wickedness continue to increase in their wickedness, no evil will befall you.
Amen.
Your going out and your coming in is preserved.
Amen.
Everything that pertains to life and godliness, God gives to you.
Amen.
You are the head and not the tail.
Amen.
You are above and not beneath.
Amen.
You have more understanding than the ancients.
Amen.
You know more than your teachers.
Amen.
The Lord is your shield.
Amen.
The Lord is your banner.
Amen.
No weapon formed or fashioned against you will prosper.
Amen.
Any tongue who rises against you, we condemn it now.
Amen.
I declare you eat the good of this land.
Amen.
You and the children the Lord has given to you are for signs and wonders.
Amen.
Your children will bring glory and honor to the family. The diseases of the Egyptian will be far from your dwelling place. One of you will chase 1,000. Two of you will chase 10,000. Surely they will gather, but not for the sake of God. And so because of you, they will scatter. I declare that every gathering that is done on the account of bringing you down, may the Lord visit them with confusion now. You will build the old waste places. The projects that generations before you cannot finish, you will finish it. The projects that generations before you could not finish, you finish it. Your hand will lay foundation and complete it. You will finish all projects you start in the name of Jesus Christ. Will somebody bless the Lord now?
Glory to God! We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazomissioninternational.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.